Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. How to build a life that not only gets you jumping out of bed, but one that leaves you in awe of the fact that this gets to be your reality. And on this podcast, I break down the process of manifestations so that you don't only understand these concepts, but instead you're actually able to apply them, because only through application are we actually able to create the groundbreaking transformations that we desire in our lives, be it in terms of our relationships, our jobs, our finances, our well-being, and everything else in between. If you are a new listener, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. If you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you can get updates when I upload new episodes. I upload new episodes twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday. And if you are a longtime listener, welcome back. I am ever so grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. It makes recording every episode all the more fulfilling. And if you haven't already, come and say hi on Instagram. I hang out the most there. My handle is at kushpu.kway. And if you have any feedback or any requests in terms of what you would like me to cover or go deeper into, I'm always open to hearing. So yeah, come and say hi. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about manifesting love, manifesting a relationship. I love this conversation. And I've been having quite a few of these conversations in the last couple of days. So I'm going to take it as a sign that we need to do a whole episode on it. And out of all the amazing outcomes I help my clients manifest, when I think some of the outcomes that my clients have manifested, they're just freaking wild. But of all of them, the ones that really get me excited and just make me feel so fulfilled is around the topic of relationships, whether it's more meaningful friendships, a loving partner, improving their existing relationships, having better communication with their family members. Let's not kid ourselves. We all have some kind of family dysfunction. But you know what I'm saying? And the reason why it lights me up so much is because at the end of the day, no amount of money and no amount of self-sufficiency can make up for a lack of meaningful social connection. We are wired for love. We are wired for connection. And we are wired for belonging. And as much as we can close ourselves off and say, I don't want to get married, I don't want a relationship, I don't care if I don't have any friends, everybody's toxic, my family sucks, and you throw out these stories as a way to protect ourselves from potentially getting hurt, we also block ourselves from life's biggest joy, which is our interactions with others. Through our interactions and connections with others, that's how we grow. That's how we expand our capacity to love, but also expand our capacity to be loved. And there's nothing more fulfilling than being in a connection or relationship whereby you feel seen, whereby you feel heard, whereby you feel valued. And when someone can give you that, it opens you up in ways you couldn't even imagine. And when you can give that gift to someone else, it's even more fulfilling. And on Thanksgiving, which was on Thursday, a dear client of mine who I've worked with for a very long time, sent me an update. We stopped working earlier this year. And it was just such a like bittersweet, because on one hand, I've just seen so much growth with her. And I know that she's just ready to like continue on this journey on her own. But at the same time, I miss her, because she was again, with my clients, you develop such a beautiful relationship with them. But anywho's, she sent me an update and it was just incredible. And I'm going to read it out. But before I do so, I want to preface it by saying that when she did reach out to me 2 years ago, she was a very different person. She had borderline hit rock bottom, felt really unfulfilled, wasn't happy in her body, wasn't loving her life by any means, wanted to meet somebody, felt so lonely, was experiencing bouts of anxiety on the regular. And she was just far from her best self. But she took that brave step to work to work on herself. I think you reach a point where you realize that as uncomfortable as doing this work is, the idea of being in the exact same place in a year, in 2 years, is even more uncomfortable. So we got working together. We did the work, and there were so many battles whereby she was putting in the work, but wasn't seeing the kind of outcome she wanted in terms of meeting the guy she would spend the rest of her life with, meeting her partner. And our egos love to see evidence to know that it's working. And if we let our egos win, we're not going to actually be able to create the required momentum in order for us to draw in the outcomes we want. And she could have so easily given up, but she kept moving forward, kept showing up for herself. And here's where she's at today. I'm going to read her message. Hi, Kirshbu. Happy Thanksgiving. Just wanted to let you know things with X are progressing so well. I've already met his parents and he's meeting mine in a few weeks. We're already talking about engagement and wedding. Thank you for being the best coach I've ever had and helping me truly love myself so I could meet the most amazing guy for me. I was just smiling from ear to ear with that message, especially with that last line. Thank you for showing me how to love myself so that I could meet the most amazing guy. And that's what we're going to dive into today, is how to actually shift from within so that you can create the outer shifts that you desire. That is what manifestation is, becoming the version of you who already has your desire. And this works with every desire that you're manifesting, whether it's money, whether it's more meaningful friendships, whether it's a loving partner, whether it is a certain kind of job, or just a certain quality of life, whatever it is you're manifesting, this is how it works. Your life is conforming to you and who you are being, how you are showing up. And you have to get ahead of your desire and start to live as that version of you way before that desire unfolds. And the more consistent you are with showing up as this new version of yourself, the more momentum you create, your reality has no choice but to unfold. But what happens is that people start this work, and then because they're not getting that instant gratification, they throw in the towel, they go back the old ways, and then wonder, why am I not getting what I want? But you have to be honest with yourself and say, am I actually A, doing the work? Am I being consistent? And am I creating the enough momentum? And that's why even just creating that feeling of trust and working your belief systems is so important. Trusting in the process. It's not a, will this work? It's working. It's working all the time. Even if you are single right now, you're manifesting being single. Even if you're surrounded by toxic friends, I'm sorry to say, but you're manifesting those toxic friends. And the beauty is, with a few choices, a few intentional shifts, you can turn things around so freaking fast. And let's talk about it from a relationship standpoint. Is every relationship is a physical and externalized manifestation of the relationship you are having with yourself. And if you want to now start to manifest love into your life, you need to become that version of you before that partner comes to you. That means you need to now start to do the work to love yourself, to choose yourself, to commit to yourself, and treat yourself like the way you would want to be treated in that relationship. And I promise you, you do that and you will see it being reflected back to you. But if you're here waiting for somebody to come into your life one day out of nowhere and all of a sudden give you all these positive feeling states, you're kidding yourself. I'm sorry. This might be a little an episode of tough love, but again, it's just backed up by so much love because I want you to actually start to create these outcomes for yourself. But it's, you could don't attract what you want. You attract who you are, more of who you are. And so the thing is remember, and I've been saying this a lot, especially lately on the podcast, is our brains are wired for safety. They're not wired for happiness. And so as much as you equate your relationship that you're manifesting with joy, and it's going to be filled with so much joy, but if that feeling of love, that feeling of safety, that feeling of ease, it's not something you've experienced ever before, when it comes to you, it's going to be unfamiliar. And any kind of unfamiliarity, it triggers your nervous system and it doesn't feel safe. But what you can now do to mitigate that is start creating that feeling of love and safety and joy and peace and every other positive emotion you associate with a relationship. Create it within yourself so that that just becomes your baseline way of being. And the beauty is, the more you do so, now it's become your new level of safety. And so when that partner comes into your life who will give that to you, you're not going to self-sabotage yourself. You're not going to push it away because your nervous system doesn't feel safe, which is what ends up happening a lot of times. But instead, you're going to allow yourself to graciously receive. And when you can receive that love, that's when you're actually ready for it. But again, if you have a belief system that I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I don't deserve abundance. And it's not so much that you're even saying it out loud, but it's the way you're conducting your life. And it's yesterday I was having a conversation with another client, and we were just talking about like receiving compliments. And she was like, I just cannot receive compliments. I feel so uncomfortable. And I laughed, but at the same time, I totally get it, because that is a story for most women. We've been programmed to believe that if you think positive about yourself, it's being arrogant, or you are too quote unquote cocky. But you should be putting yourself on a pedestal and see you in the highest regard. That is, if you want other people to see you. Your self-image is dictating how the world around you sees you. And so if you see yourself as not good enough, not worthy of love, never chosen, well, that's how you're going to continue perpetuating that same cycle in your external environment. And so that's why now it's coming back to what I said is, if every relationship is a physical and externalized manifestation of the relationship you're having with yourself, it will be a lot more constructive if, rather than try and use your ego, your logic to figure out how to meet that person, to plant yourself in maybe a party so that you meet the right person or go to a specific wedding because they're quote unquote more eligible guys, etc., being strategic. But instead, it's, can I not just start to be that version of me? Can I just start to show up as how I would expect to feel in that relationship? Can I align with that version of me, with that reality right now, with the knowingness that the universe, who I'm co-creating my reality with, is going to figure out how and when. There are so many ways you can meet somebody when you're in that energy. Somebody who you haven't spoken to in years could call you out of nowhere. One conversation could lead you to introducing you to her cousin. You could be at the gym and someone just signed up to go to that gym, and that could be your soulmate. You could be at the supermarket and the guy in front of you could turn around to talk to you. That conversation leads to dinner, which leads to you realizing you have so much in common, and that's the person you want to spend your life with. There's so many ways this could pan out, but it's rather than trying to figure it out, the how, because at the end of the day, you can't control the how. It's, I need to now spend all my energy where it matters. I need to pour all that energy I've been using to chase the outcome, to try and convince people. Oh my Lord. Like the other day I had someone reach out to me asking me if she can, if it's possible to manifest a specific person into your life. And long story short is she wants to marry him. He's told her outwardly he does not want to marry her. Can you, but my take is, why would you try to convince somebody who's told you they don't want to be with you? Have enough self-respect and love yourself enough and know that I'm worthy of being loved, and I want to be with a guy who feels like I'm the prize. I want to be with a guy who chooses me. And if it's not him, it's not that I'm not good enough. It means that we're not aligned. And that's really where your energy needs to be. Not trying to convince anybody about your worth, but instead seeing your worth, being that high value woman, creating a life that is a life that somebody else would want to share with you. That's how you become so much more magnetic. And the sad thing is, especially if you are Indian or in this Desi culture, is we're conditioned to believe that, and based on like societal conditioning expectations, that our life begins when you are married or when you have kids, or that your life only has value when you are in that chapter of your life. But those beliefs, those expectations, they're so outdated. Your life does not begin when you get married. Your life is right now. Your life is the present moment. Your life is the here and now. And there's so many other sources of value in your life. And here's the thing is that if you're waiting for that external validation of a relationship status to tell you that you're doing enough, again, it's, you're just not in alignment with the version of you who's already in that relationship, who's already married, or whatever it is you are waiting to unfold. But instead, can I start to see all the value that my life does have? And what are the amazing things that I'm doing with my life, with or without a partner? And you have to realize that you come on this planet on your own, you're leaving on your own. And so the most important relationship needs to be yours, the one you're having with yourself. And you need to prioritize that more than trying to find somebody. Because here's the thing, when we're trying to find somebody, we'll also operate from a place of total lack, and that's going to only repel the very outcome that you want. But instead, it's in this period, this so-called lull period, build a life that somebody else would want to share with you. And, you know, it's, if you are somebody who's in that waiting phase, be honest with yourself. At the state of being you're in right now, would you want to date you? Would you want to date with some? Would you want to date somebody who was waiting for you to come and save the day? What a huge obligation to put on somebody else. Would you want to date somebody who has this like idea of all these amazing places to travel, but yet never leaves her house? Do you want to be with somebody who doesn't really do much or have any hobbies? I mean, I say this with love, but use this time to cultivate your own life so that you bring so much to the table that when that person comes into your life, they would be crazy not to want to be with you. And one of my favorite quotes is from A Course in Miracles, and it's, those who are certain of the outcome can wait and wait without anxiety. And so if you are feeling anxious about not meeting the one, well, that anxiety is very telling that you don't actually trust you're going to meet the one. And that's what the universe is responding to. And so really now it's what do I believe about relationships? Am I putting on a pedestal? And if so, I need to put myself on that damn pedestal and take that pressure off. I need to get out of needy, attached energy, but instead being an energy of positive expectancy, of being proactive, becoming ready, preparation. That's the energy which actually tells the universe that you know it's coming, and the universe has no choice but to give you what you know is coming. And it's funny, and I'm going to be so transparent, is right now I am single, and of course I'm so excited to meet somebody and for that chapter of my life to begin. And I mean, I work on myself all the time, and I know that when I do meet somebody, it's going to be the most exceptional partner, because I'm really committed to my own growth and I really nurture the relationship I have with myself. But here's the thing, is that I'm single, but the energy I'm in right now, the waiting energy, it's so different to a few years ago. I'm not looking for somebody to come and complete me, to give me anything, or to make me feel a particular way, or to validate my existence. That is my job, to cultivate my own joy. And, you know, we're so programmed with this idea, meet your other half. I think that's the worst advice, is to say, I want to meet my other half. Why would you want to enter a relationship when you're broken? Become the fullest, whole version of yourself so that you attract someone else who's operating in their wholeness. And then imagine the beautiful life you're going to build with that person. And here's the thing, is that this person who you're waiting for, this relationship you're manifesting, this is the person you're going to be spending the rest of your life with. Be discerning. Don't rush into it. And the only reason we rush into things is because the void is too much to bear. But if you're taking the time out to actually fill that own void with your own love, with your own sense of internal connection, with your own validation, now you can be a lot more selective, and you should be selective. You should be discerning. And actually know that, like I said, this is the person we spend a life with. I want to make sure that it's the most satisfying relationship. And remember that when it comes to manifestation, you are the source and you're also the receiver. You are the source of the emotional states and the way of state of being. And you're also receiver of the physical manifestation of that. And so now, taking all this into consideration, is how can I now start to move in an energy of, I know it's coming, and I'm going to get ready for it. The same way that when I book a holiday, you better believe that I'm getting ready for it. I mean, I'm traveling for the holidays, and I'm thinking now, okay, what do I need to buy? What do I need to do? What kind of treatments do I need to book beforehand? Because I'm getting ready for it. And that's the same as live with that expectation is coming, and I'm going to get ready for it. How do I get ready for it? I build that foundation right now. I become the most exceptional version of myself. I become the most loving, joyous, feeling so safe and secure within myself, and just becoming, you know, whether it's also working on my communication skills and everything else that I would need in that relationship to make sure that it is the most exceptional relationship, do it right now. And when you can do that long enough, when that person walks into your life, like I said, you're not going to self-sabotage it, but you will allow yourself to receive it. And the amazing thing is, when that person comes in, it'll be such a beautiful dynamic, because it won't be you putting that person on a pedestal, but instead it's still keeping yourself on the pedestal, receiving that kind of treatment from that person. But also, you'll never be in that state of neediness and attachment, which is the most repelling energy to be operating out of, both in terms of physically, but also in terms of energetically. Instead, it's like, it's the love that person will give you, the validation, that's just going to be the icing on the cake. But you're so full already that you're not reliant on that person to fill you. You're not coming into that relationship from a place of lack. And the last thing which I want to say is, you know, we have this fantasy of what being in a relationship will look like. But like with everything in life, as much as something brings you joy, there's a duality, and it's going to bring you a lot of pain, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of other kinds of discomfort. But when you can equip yourself with the tools right now and build enough self-trust in yourself right now, you'll be much better off at handling it when the time comes. And as much as, like I said, it's okay, well, if you have this vision that's going to be some kind of like fantasy, well, start to create that fantasy right now in your day-to-day. Remember that when it comes to manifestation, your point of power lies in the present moment, who you are being. And so if you want to receive this romantic kind of love, let's start romanticizing your life. Start making the most of every moment. Start adding magic to everyday moments. Start consciously, incrementally upgrading the quality of your life. Stop waiting for some reason in order to live a more elevated experience of life, but instead say, how can I make every moment even more special? Go and buy a mug so that your morning that makes you feel really high value when you drink it, like a really pretty mug, so that when you drink your coffee every morning, it just elevates the experience. Similarly, is that if you love Christmas, start decorating your home so that it's a total vibe when you walk in through your door. If you are someone like me, like I love candles, and so when I get into bed, I always put on candles, and it's just a total vibe. When you're cooking, maybe buy some nice crockery so that it feels a bit bougie when you're cooking, whatever it is. But how can I make every moment so much more special? How can I romanticize the hell out of my life purely because I deserve that experience? And the more you can romanticize your life, I promise you, you'll see that the way people interact with you, the way that you open yourself up to receiving, because you're now in a totally different state of being, will be so different to anything you've ever experienced. But again, it all starts with you and the relationship you're having with yourself. And so rather than looking or chasing or trying to find, become, embody, become that version of you, and you will see your life mirror back to you. It's just a matter of time. And like I said, I'm single right now, but every cell in my body knows that I'm going to meet the most exceptional man, and I'm okay to wait a bit longer if that's what it takes. But there's no way in hell I'm going to rush into anything, because life is long. Life is long. And this journey can either be really fun, or you can feel really disconnected and lonely, even in the midst of being in a relationship. Choose wisely. And so if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushbu.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushbu.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.